So long, Cinderella. She has left the ball. It's time to wake up and break up with our own self-imposed glass slippers and ceilings. Welcome to Le Chic Speak, the polite woman's guide to self-expression. Every week, your host, Jen Duchenne, and her guests share how to show up unapologetically in life, ask for what you want, and celebrate the worthy woman you already are. So are you ready for your weekly dose? Here is your host, Jen Duchenne.
Well, hello, fabulous. Exciting to be here again for another week of Speak. And I hope you're doing well. I'm in the midst, as you know, of moving and settling in, and it's a very exciting time to be able to go through all my things and let go of what I don't need and really start to dream about how I want to set up my new place. So I have all these exciting ideas. And in the midst of all of that is this, there's so much going on in the air around us and the stars, and it feels like we're all lining up to do things differently. In fact, we have the opportunity to make choices where we can be different. We can stay the way we are, do things the way we've been doing it, or take that plunge and do it different. And I don't know about you, but I think that for most of us, especially as women, we have this inner priestess or warrior that is bursting to get out and, you know, being good girls, trying to be the perfect woman, show up for everyone else, can lead us to give up on that inner warrior, on that inner priestess, that burning, yearning feeling of dreams and passion that we put away. And I think now's a perfect time to just pull her out, because we have the opportunity to do this and be these wild women, not all the time, but certainly to imbue our lives with a different kind of passion that makes us feel alive. Because after all, why are we here? Apparently, we have free choice. Let's start using it, finding that space for yourself where you can connect with who you are. Because I see this over and over. Woman, and I am guilty of it too sometimes, woman worrying about everyone else and being very external about how they operate and not finding that strength, that connection, that rooting in the ground to come back to and remember what it is you need to take care of. Because when you spread out all your energy, then you lose the thread and you forget why you're here, and it's hard to take care of yourself because it doesn't seem like it matters. It doesn't seem like you matter. But truthfully, nothing that you are focusing on, nothing that you need to get done or want to get done or care about getting done for you and for people around you, can happen if you don't put yourself in a place where you can reconnect with who you are. Come back to self, come back to that solid energy, and really feel what it is that you want to do. Come back to your instincts, trusting who you are, and beginning to spread your wings in that way. And, you know, last week my guest was, Christine, was talking about flying your freak flag. And I think that's an exciting thing to do, to admit that we're all different and we all have different needs, and that it's okay. It's okay to be who we are. In fact, it's better than okay. It's a powerful thing. When you embrace who you are, when you can stop worrying about being perfect for other people, and show up perfect for yourself, well, perfect in the sense of showing up to be who you are and celebrate who you are, then everything changes. You get so much more energy, you feel so much more focused, abundance starts to flow. So it's truly a beautiful thing. So I'm very excited because my guest this week is a reformed perfectionist, a woman who bundled up her passion and found it again. So I think it's going to be a very exciting session. And I'll just introduce Rachel, who she earned a Master of Science in Counseling for Business, Industry, and Government. Oh, wait, I started in the wrong place. Excuse me. Rachel Carew's quest for an authentic, inspirational life led her to found RAE Development, a professional and personal development practice. She's an experienced coach, speaker, trainer, and singer with over 19 years' experience. She energizes her clients and creates an affirming environment for personal and professional transformation. And prior to launching RAE Development, Rachel served as human resources manager at EMI Music Distribution and the manager of organization development and training at Eastern Sports, Inc. And I did mention that she earned a Bachelor of Science in Counseling for Business, Industry and Government and a Bachelor of Science in Business with a specialization in human resources. She's also done coaching. She has coaching credentials and certified in a variety of assessment tools. And she has quite a list of clients who include the United States Navy, U.S. Marine Corps, Nestle, Citibank, Allergan. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I'm excited to have you here.
Appreciate that.
Wonderful. So, I was talking about, and, you know, I know this is some of your story, is that you were a woman who obviously had a fabulous background, you know, fabulous professional life, background, etc. But you discovered something was missing.
Yes, I had turned my back on my passion of performing and in particular singing for over 20 years.
Wow.
So it was sort of eating away at me for many, many years.
Mm. Yeah, so that's really interesting. I mean, even though you had this very successful career and you were doing everything you were supposed to do, you felt this lack.
Yes, I felt like I had literally, like, buried my passion and that it was hopeless. I would never be able to really reconnect to that passion. And so even though I was, as you mentioned, leading a fulfilling business life, there was always this nagging feeling that something was missing and that what if, would have, could have, would have, should have, one day used to really gnaw at me.
Yeah, that must have been quite painful.
It was. It certainly was. And then it shifted.
So what happened?
About 7 years ago, I was on my way to facilitate a work-life balance workshop, and my life was feeling particularly out of balance, and I was running late and really anxious about getting there in time, and lo and behold, bam, I was in a car accident on the freeway in Los Angeles and could not make it to my engagement. And wound up as a result, luckily, I was fine. But I did experience some neck and back pain, so I went for some physical therapy. And while I was there, I happened to see a flyer for a workshop that was called Joy of Singing. And I thought, man, what's this? And it turns out that the physical therapist, one of his clients, created this workshop, which was all around facing your fears through performing, and I wound up taking that workshop, and that relaunched me not only back into singing, and I started by doing some auditioning, and then I started creating cabaret shows and bringing in other singers, but eventually it led me to the idea of integrating singing into some of my speaking and training engagements, and ultimately led me to write a book and about to produce a CD and coming up with a one-person show. So lots has shifted.
Wow, that's amazing. And what comes to, Yeah, that's fantastic. But I think what's really interesting to me is here you are, somebody with a very scientific background, obviously. You know, you focused a lot on what people accepted as being a way to do things. And then you kind of, you know, with the accident and how it all happened, it seemed like you fell into that place where you, you know, divine intervention, you know, it's like. So how does that all work?
Felt that way. I'm sorry, what was your question?
No, that's good. You were talking anyway. So that's good. It felt like that to you. So, do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I, what I'm trying to get at is sometimes it's interesting how we get to a place, but also how our thoughts change.
Yeah, so I really appreciate that because my thought pattern, as I was mentioning, was really that I had failed. And you had mentioned that I am what I like to refer to myself as a recovering perfectionist. And when I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts when I was 18 years old and didn't get into their second-year program, I was a full-fledged perfectionist. And in my mind, I had failed, and that was it. I turned my back on performing for all those years. Even was the head of human resources at EMI Music Distribution with 10 different record labels, and no one knew I sang.
Wow.
And, yeah, so my thought was, I failed, this is over, it'll never happen. And when I was in this accident and all of these series of events started occurring for me, I was really allowing that intuition to kick in. I was surrendering to my situation because all of these unexpected things had happened, and so I got out of my head and really allowed things to flow and started noticing the synchronicity of things. There was no coincidence that that flyer was at that my the physical therapist's office. It was all meant to happen. And as soon as I took that workshop, my thinking did shift because I started owning the idea of I am a performer without being tied to an expectation that it needs to look exactly a certain way.
Hmm.
And
so
hold
that thought, yes, because we're about to go to a break. When we come back,
no
we'll
problem.
Talk about it.
No. Please stay with us, and we'll be right back with Le Chic Speak, the polite woman's guide to self-expression, with your host, Jen Duchenne. Le Chic Speak is the WooHoo Radio Network's resident radio show dedicated to helping women turn on their power and turn up the volume of their voices so you can be seen, heard, appreciated, and celebrated. We'll be right back. C'est payé, balayé, oublié. Chances are you didn't give birth to Einstein. So why are you trying to raise your child to be like him? Welcome to Stop Raising Einstein with your host, Tara Kennedy Klein, WooHoo Radio Network's parenting show dedicated to helping you release the myth of the perfect parent and discover the unique brilliance in your child and you. Tara and her panel of amazing, intelligent, and sometimes off-the-wall guests will share the tips, tools, trends, and techniques available that will help you stop raising Einstein and start relishing your role as a proud and present parent. Join her every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for Stop Raising Einstein, only here on the WooHoo Radio Network. Are you ready to start rocking that woo-hoo that only you do? Because Lisa Stedman is on a mission. She will dare you, challenge you, enlighten you, provoke and empower you to bring out that inner woo-hoo. Lisa is an internationally acclaimed best-selling author. She is a breakup expert, a brand consultant, CEO of WooHoo Inc. and the WooHoo Radio Network. She will show you how to take your boo-hoo and turn it into woo-hoo. Get rebellious and Get real. Get your dreams off the back burner. Get inspired and motivated to take action. Start rocking that woo-hoo that only you do. In love, life, and business. She is going to be here for you every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Only here on the Woohoo Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. As Queen of Polite and host of Le Chic Speak, Jen shares her wisdom, wit, and world views. She and her guests share how to show up unapologetically in life, ask for what you want, and celebrate the worthy woman you already are. And now, once again, it's Jen Duchesne.
Hello, Fabulettes. I'm back here with my guest, Rachel Carew, and you can find her on Twitter, Rachel Carew Pound. Is that right? Rachel Carew Pound?
Yes, and that's K-A-R-U.
Good. Thanks for spelling that out. So you can find her there.
Yes, most people think it's with a C.
That's funny. When I hear the word Carew, I think about K-A-R-O-O. To me, that's Karoo. So, but that's because I'm from South Africa, and we have the Karoo Desert. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So you were saying how it was no accident that, you know, when divine intervention or when science meant instinct, there was this pamphlet about, breaking through your fears, taking singing, and what happened? I mean, as far as, yes, I know what happened. You took the classes and you changed your life. But what happened on a deeper level? How did that kind of mesh within you?
Well, I really started to pay attention to the synchronicity of all of these events. And I also was really just following that intuition instead of getting so caught up in my head and my fears, and allowed myself to really step into those fears and to move through them instead of letting them paralyze me. And as I mentioned, allowing myself that freedom to experiment and to start to reconnect with that passion around singing, which for me is all about self-expression. And without being tied to it needing to look exactly a certain way, and trusting that the answers would start to appear for me as I allowed myself to step into it.
And did the answers appear?
Oh, yes. They did, and they continue to. And really what emerged for me, as I mentioned, is I did start performing and then found a way to integrate singing into my work world, which has definitely been a journey. And then I had a very powerful intuitive hit to write a autobiographical self-help book, which I published recently, called Stepping Into More, Lessons from a Recovering Perfectionist. And it details my journey and also has questions for the reader to reflect on to integrate some of these lessons. And along with that came the vision of part two of the project is to produce a CD of songs to accompany the book. And part three is a one-person show and keynote where I'll be singing as I'm sharing my story. So all of that vision started to unfold.
So a very different life to the one you had before the accident.
Well, it's so interesting. In one way, it's different, and in some ways, it's the same. One of my fears was how would I be able to sort of rebrand myself, and I was afraid perhaps of being judged for allowing more of that creative side to come out and allowing my heart to take more of the lead. And yet, the more I step into that, the better my business becomes. So I'm still essentially doing the same types of work, but working with people and companies that are more in more aligned with who I am and what I'm about, and have it's affirming because my business continues to grow. So it's very exciting.
That is exciting. And I think what I think is different, though, is that even though life still goes on, it's still good, you're still successful. You get to embrace a part of yourself that was silent for so long.
Exactly. And I really love working with my clients to help them do the same. You know, what are those passions that they have that perhaps have been dormant for many years, or they've been too scared to really start to embrace, and how can they start stepping more into their lives as well?
That's great. So that brings me to asking you, so what could people listening, you know, I know you have some ideas about how you deal with perfectionism. Like, how do you break the cycle of being a perfectionist?
Great question. And first, I think it's important to recognize what perfection is about.
Good point. Perfectionism. I should have started there.
No worries, yeah. So perfect, because some people, I think, which is really interesting, Jen, is actually originally the title of my book was going to be From Perfectionist to Performer, which is sort of outlines my journey. But some feedback I got was, well, what's wrong with perfection? Isn't that what we want? Like, no!
Yeah. Well, we've certainly
because
been
perfectionism is a cover-up. It's a shield that we wear, because we're not feeling good about ourselves, because we are trying to cover up some sort of either shame or fear or insecurity or judgment that we're putting on ourselves. So if we could put up this persona of perfection, then the thought is, you know, nobody will really see all of the imperfection, and therefore we will be more accepted and be more successful. Well, the truth is that when we put up that persona, it actually builds walls. It builds walls within ourselves, because we're not able to really connect to who we are. And it builds walls between us and others, because no one can relate to that mirror of perfection.
Good point. I think this is the whole point. I mean, the problem with the way we live or we've been raised in society is to put on this front so that no one can see all the cracks behind the mirror of perfection.
Exactly. And the truth is, the more that we're willing to be vulnerable and to put down that shield and to show the good, the bad, and the not so pretty, that's actually what draws people in. And actually my singing, when I'm singing in a professional arena, I use my singing as a metaphor for that idea of vulnerability. Look, here I am sharing with you authentically from my heart. I might make mistakes. I might appear goofy. I'm doing it anyway. And it really draws people in.
Yeah, it's very true. I think a lot of people are afraid of, you know, they say speaking in public, but I think singing in public is probably a greater fear. It certainly has been one of mine. I was at an event where they actually asked people to come up on stage, and so I put my hand up, and then the woman actually made us sing out in front of the audience, which was pretty terrifying. Yeah, it was pretty terrifying, but I survived.
Good for you. What an experience. Yeah, I mean, when you're singing, you're naked.
That's
people
for sure.
Know, like, if you'd made a mistake, you didn't make a mistake, if you forgot the lyrics, whatever you're doing, you're very vulnerable. And if you think about it, like, even when you see a performer or a concert, sometimes, like, the greatest moments are when you see them make a mistake.
Yes, you know, it comes to mind that, you know, that's true in all aspects of life. I mean, that's one of the big things about cooking, for instance, because this is, you know, it's easy to understand. But when there's been moments where people have made a mistake, like, I don't know if you know the cake, ta-ta-ta. Well, it's a very famous cake, and it's an upside-down apple. They make it with pear, etc. And it was actually created by accident, because what happened is they put the apple tart in the oven, and then it fell. So they dropped the dish, it turned around. So they created something beautiful out of an accident. And I think that's true in what you're saying too, right?
Absolutely, and if we don't give ourselves the freedom to experiment and make those mistakes, like, we wouldn't have electricity, by the way. Like, we wouldn't have so many inventions. Nothing would ever happen if we were clung to perfectionism.
Yeah, we're still
being paid. I was recently reading an article about Botticelli's Venus, and the reason we're so drawn to that painting, which I was recently saw the painting, I was in Italy, is because it's not true to form. It's actually out of proportion. And the long neck and the elongated features actually is what's beautiful to us.
Because it's out of the ordinary, right?
Exactly, exactly. So to answer your question around, you know, what are some of the steps in grappling with perfectionism and coexisting with it, number one is to increase our self-awareness so that we have a better understanding of what are, on the one hand, it's like going to the gym. On the one hand, what are those fears? What are those thoughts that we tell ourselves? I like to call these our gremlins, you know, those self-sabotaging thoughts. On the other hand, building the muscle around really gaining clarity of what are our values, what are our passions, what are our dreams, so that we realize that those gremlins are only one aspect of us. They're not all of who we are. So
okay,
that when they are triggered.
I'm going to interrupt you, sorry, but we're going to break in like less than 30 seconds, so just so you know, and we can carry on the other side.
Terrific.
So 15 seconds, so you want to just finish your thought?
Sure, so that the better aware we are of our gremlins and at the same time knowing who we are when we get triggered, we can make conscious choice.
That's a beautiful thing, right? Making choices.
Absolutely.
When we come back, my guest, Rachel Carew, will tell us more about breaking perfectionism.
No, rien de rien. Stay with us for more of Le Chic Speak with your host, Jen Duchesne. Jen says our voices are our greatest expression of who we are. They reveal our truth and let our emotions out. So isn't it time you start living your Le Chic Speak? We'll be right back. Familia, faith, identity, tradición. Latina life is never boring, but it can be muy dramática. So how do you coexist between the old school ways of la abuela and the new school life you're creating for yourself without losing your faith, familia, identity, or tradiciones? Welcome to Living Latina with Francesca Escoda, where culture curls and curves collide in one spicy cross-cultural conversation that will leave you begging for más. Francesca tackles all the important issues, from politics to family values, to religion to, you guessed it, relationships and men. As Chief Everything Officer at The Wow Factor, Francesca is passionate about showing women of all cultures, ages, and lifestyles how to rock what they've got with style, sass, and smarts. Be sure to join her every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for Living Latina, only on the Woohoo Radio Network.
Are you looking for something more in your life or business? More success, more stability, more happiness? It's all out there waiting for you, but it doesn't just happen. You've got to go get it. Make it happen with Michelle McCullough, where motivation and strategy intersect. Michelle is a serial entrepreneur, acclaimed speaker, and the Woohoo Radio Network's resident business and success strategist. Michelle has the smarts, strategies, and experience to help you improve your life and take your business to the next level. You've got big dreams. You've got big vision. Now it's time for you to make it happen. Welcome back to Le Chic Speak with your host, Jen Duchenne. Jen says our voices are our greatest expression of who we are. They reveal our truth, let our emotions out. When we swallow our words or bite our tongue because we fear retribution or loss of safety and love, we create a silent prison. It's time you start living your Le Chic Speak. And now, once again, here is your host, Jen Duchenne.
Well, hello, Fabulettes. We're back with my guest, Rachel Carew. And just to let you know, you can find her. Her website is www.raedevelopment.com. So, Rachel, you were telling us about how to deal with the gremlins of perfectionism.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the first step really is having increased self-awareness on the one hand about who are those gremlins and what purpose do they think they're serving, and on the other hand, gaining clarity around our values, our passions, and our dreams. The second step is around developing shame, what I call shame resilience, which is to really, because when there's perfectionism, there's usually some shame lurking in the background. There's something that we're not feeling worthy of connection, either with ourselves or through other people. So we need to have a better understanding of what is that shame all about? What are its triggers? And how can we start getting support for it? And part of that is being able to, number one, surface what that shame is around. Number two is being able to connect with other people that you trust and that you feel you can be authentic and vulnerable with, to let them know what those shame triggers are for you. And the minute you sort of bring shame out into the light, it loses its power because it really thrives in secrecy. You think about it, right? It's something you're ashamed of. You don't want to surface it. You want to keep it buried and hidden. So when we allow ourselves to talk to those trusted advisors and to start to surface it and to bring it out to the light, and at the same time we're also clear about, hey, I know what my values are, I know who I truly am, then it starts to lose its power and its impact on us.
So the first step is really
around building that muscle of acceptance and forgiveness for ourselves and for others. And the more that we can be compassionate with ourselves and our imperfections and knowing what our gremlins and shame triggers are, the more then, too, that we're able to be more accepting and compassionate with others as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful process if we can get there. So just to give an example for the listeners, so what were you ashamed of, you know, when you started this whole process?
Good question. One of my deep issues around shame was a sense of unworthiness, not being good enough. And that unless I was constantly achieving, then the irrational belief I held was that I really wasn't very worthy as a person. So that's what was driving my perfectionism, was I had to show I'm achieving, I'm moving, I'm successful, whatever success means, so that you can't see that deep down I'm really not so worthy of your approval or love, because I'm really nothing unless I'm achieving.
Yeah, I guess that's one way, an exhausting way to deal with perfectionism or shame, right?
Yes, it's not a happy place to be, for sure.
Well, you're driven by things that are outside of yourself.
You got it. Yes, I actually wrote a blog post not too long ago about the idea of filling the well from within instead of looking for others to fill it from the outside.
So when you were doing this, and that's a beautiful thought, and I'm sure the blog post is really interesting. But when you were, you know, when you were doing, you started to do the singing, right? You started to shift, or you went through, you went and started doing the singing. How did that kind of the process work? You realized what you were doing? Like, how did that all unfold?
Well, what happened was I went on a few auditions for community theater, and which I was thrilled about because that was a big step for me. And at the same time, I realized there was no way possible that I could be rehearsing and being involved in theater at that point between my work and my family commitments. And then, again, synchronicity, at my daughter's school, they have an auction every year, and one of the auction items was called vocal yoga. And I thought, what is this?
Yeah.
So I vocal yoga. So I was the only one that bid on it, and of course got it. And it turns out that it was a mom in the school who's an opera teacher who had this idea of how to teach in a more holistic way. And I showed her a video from the workshop I had recently taken with Joy of Singing, and she looked at me and she's like, "What are you doing? You're a performer. Why aren't you singing?" And then she had asked me, "Have you ever considered doing parlor singing?" I had no idea what she was talking about. And she planted the seed in my head that I could use a friend's home and charge people money and invite them to come hear me sing. So I sat with it for a while, and then I thought, well, I don't feel comfortable charging people quite yet. But what I did was I used a friend's home in Beverly Hills. She has a lovely home. And I invited about 50 people. And I used the same piano player who was playing at the Joy of Singing workshop. He was totally open to working with me. The director of the show was happy not only to direct my show, but also to perform in it. I brought in another dear friend who also did some singing as well. And I put on a whole evening.
Wow. Sounds spectacular.
So that's how it started.
So it really brought out the other side of your personality.
It was really sort of my coming out party. It was. I shared very personal stories. I also did an interpretive dance with my friend. It was very vulnerable and beautiful and empowering. And once I did that, I got the idea to actually start putting on and producing shows in a nightclub. So that was the next phase.
So let me ask you, when you put on this performance, I mean, were you scared when you'd invited these people? Were you scared?
I was petrified. Mm. On the other hand, though, I just had this deep inner knowing, again, that intuition that was telling me this is the path and I need to trust it and everything is going to turn out just fine.
Mm. So did the audience like your performance?
Oh, yes. Of course, I invited many dear family and friends, so that helped to have a loving audience. But I knew that what I was sharing was valuable for folks because, again, it not only the quality of my voice, but the stories that I was telling and the emotion that I was sharing. And when I perform, what's really the most exciting for me is if I could create that safe place for people to allow themselves to emote, so that I can be authentic in my emoting, and then they can tap into their emotions as well. And it was definitely happening.
Wow, very powerful and very beautiful. You know,
thank you. And I just remember, too, even my little daughter, who was much younger at the time, she actually sang a duet with me as well.
Sweet. It's beautiful. And so your instincts or intuition were right. Everything did pull you in the right direction.
Exactly. And, I think it's a tough call for people because sometimes even though the intuition seems very clear, the vision seems clear, there might be lots of hurdles that are thrown our way, and we are constantly being challenged to rethink and to revisit and to really reassess, is this truly the right path? It doesn't always just happen like magic.
Sadly, we have to work along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Go through the process. I mean, you have to actually do something to see if it's the right thing.
Yes, I'm a big believer the universe rewards action. Even if it's a baby step action, we're ahead of where we were before. But we need to not only have the vision and the intuition, you need to move on it.
Totally. Now, when you're helping people like you, you know, you're dealing with men and women, right?
Correct.
So do you think it's different between men and women about how they emote or how they deal with their intuition or allow that to come out?
Good question. I tend to think that women are more in tune with their emotions, per se. That being said, I think that a lot of men that I work with are really great at trusting their intuition and their instinct. They might not call it intuition, but they have an instinct and they trust it. Even if you think of men in career, they don't necessarily feel they need to get all these degrees until they go out and do things. Women were like, oh, we need to prove that we have the perfect degree and the pedigree in order to move forward, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Women do have that thing that if I just learn this one more thing,
Exactly, and a lot of times I find that men are just like, no, that's what I'm going to do, and they go and do it.
Wow. So what makes them be able to do that, and women, you know, what's the secret of a man being able to do that, do you know?
I wish I had the answer for you. Perhaps it's because of their more, I think men, just on a physiological level, they're hardwired to be very focused. Hunter.
Yeah, that's true.
They see goal, they go for goal, whereas women, we're constantly activating various parts of our brain. You know, we're always looking at the peripheral, trying to protect and to protect our being and our children and our families, and so our brain is going a million miles an hour.
That's what I heard. We're just going to break. When we come back, we'll hear more from my guest, Rachel Carew.
Stay with us for more of Le Chic Speak, the Polite Woman's Guide to Self-Expression, with your host, Jen Duchenne. Every week, Jen and her guests share how to show up unapologetically in life and celebrate the worthy woman you already are. So stay tuned, because we'll be right back. Network presents the Diva Download with Tracy and Tasha. If you think diva is all about attitude and drama, think again. The Diva Download is the premier online radio program where girls of all ages, shapes, sizes, and colors get together to redefine what it means to be a diva so that all girls can discover their inner diva and develop a healthy sense of self-worth and self-esteem. Being a true diva means you're diverse, involved, value-driven, and active. That's today's diva. If you want to celebrate the girl in your life through education, encouragement, empowerment, and entertainment, join us every week on Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and celebrate the essence of being a girl only here on the Woohoo Radio Network. It's not just time for a change, is it? It's much bigger than that. Can you feel it? It's time for a transformation. Will you now imagine that you can and will transform your life? Will you suspend your disbelief and imagine that all things are not just possible, but probable? Imagine that you will meet guides, mentors, and trusted friends who believe in you, hold your hand as they point the way, and teach you to trust your own wisdom. The first of these friends is spiritual girlfriend Gail Carruthers. Gail will show you how to believe. Believe your perfect divine wisdom will reveal your worthiness. Believe that knowing your power will open your boundless courage. Courage to live consciously, fearlessly, and joyfully. And then know all these things are already here and waiting for you to bring them into your divine life. She is here to help you discover, believe, and know. So join Gail, your spiritual girlfriend, every Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Only here on the Woohoo Radio Network. Welcome back to Le Chic Speak with your host, Jen Duchesne. Jen shares her wit, wisdom, and worldviews in an engaging, ebullient way. She shows you how to break that silent prison you've created for yourself by swallowing your words and biting your tongue because we fear retribution or loss. It's time you start living your Le Chic Speak. Once again, here's your host, Jen Duchesne.
Hello, Fabulettes. We're in our last segment, so the show has sped by. It's been very fun, and I know Rachel wanted to tell us about her book. So you wrote the book called Stepping Into More Lessons from a Recovering Perfectionist, and people can find it where? Where do people find your book?
Thanks for asking. They can find it on Amazon, either as a paperback or on Kindle. And again, you could put in the title, Stepping Into More Lessons from a Recovering Perfectionist, or you can just put in my name, Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Carew, K-A-R-U.
Wonderful. And so you have the book, which is about your journey, kind of more in depth of how you went through this change, shall we say, or metamorphosis, and now you're creating so the songs that are in the book, are they particular to the story, or?
I reference a lot of songs that I am passionate about or that I have sung over the years or that have connection to the story. So the CD will be a collection of songs that are referenced in the book.
How fun. You do have a beautiful voice, but when you're doing these songs, they're other people's songs, but they just have meaning to you. That's what
correct.
You mean, right?
Exactly, they're cover songs. They're a mix of show tunes, pop songs, and standards.
Mm, how fun. So you do this when you're actually teaching people on stage? I mean, when you're doing lectures, workshops?
Yes. So, for example, if I'm facilitating a workshop on self-resilience, I created an assessment that has 8 different facets of resilience through change, one of which is self-awareness. And instead of just reading a definition of what self-awareness means, I include part of the song from Defying Gravity from Wicked, which to me represents what it's like to be self-aware and self-confident.
Mm. Awesome. So say, it sounds like one of those musical plays that I was so fond of when I was little, that I still like, actually.
Me too. Sometimes I'll ask people for ideas of songs that they think tie into the topic. So it's a lot of fun.
No, it's brilliant. I love it. And I'm certainly entranced about how songs and words and all that can show a journey and emotion and how one goes from struggle to defeating that fear or taking that step. It's powerful.
Yes, because this music ties us into our hearts. So we're no longer just in our heads. We're more connected on a spiritual level as well.
Beautiful. So on that note, I know you had mentioned that you were willing to offer some sessions. So what did you want to talk about that?
Sure. So as a little thank you, I'm happy to offer 3 complimentary phone or Skype coaching sessions to your listeners. It will be a coaching session, so on whatever topic they would like to coach on. And the way they can do that is if they want to reach out to you or if they'd like to reach out to me and just let me know that they were listeners on the show, I would be happy to do that.
Sounds wonderful. So I'm just going to clarify, you're offering 3, that means 3 people, the first 3 people that contact you.
Correct.
And how do they contact you?
They can reach me at Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at raedevelopment.com. Or they can go to my website. Again, that's Ray Development, RAEDevelopment.com. Or you can find me on Facebook or Twitter, any way they like.
Wonderful. Such a beautiful way, I think, to connect to people is through music and experience. And that's a lovely, generous offer. So thank you.
My pleasure.
So what do you think has been... as we head out towards the end here, what do you think has been the most powerful thing you've gotten out of your whole experience of doing this?
Just to continue to trust in ourselves and to allow ourselves to quiet down enough to really tap into the intuition that we have. Yes, that's been the most powerful thing for me.
Personally for you and for your clients or just for you, I mean?
All of the above. I think I'm really passionate about inspiring reflection and results. And we're so usually caught up in the crisis du jour that we don't quiet down enough to reconnect to our passions, our values, our dreams, our intuition. So we cannot get that vision and that clarity unless we take that step back and reconnect.
Yeah, those are powerful words and very true that in all the noise and busyness of our everyday lives, we forget that things are created and strides are made when we retreat to ourselves and our own essence.
Very beautiful and true.
Thanks, yeah. Well, I've really enjoyed having you on the show. I can't believe we're almost out of time, so we just have a few minutes left. So before you go, is there anything you'd like to share, a last thought?
I just really want to encourage your listeners to give themselves the freedom to truly step into more of who they are so that they can continue to live and experience the life that they desire and deserve.
Beautiful. I think that's a wonderful way to think about oneself on a daily level, actually. You know, just thinking about how you can give more to yourself. In the end, we all win.
Yes, and I notice you have some things around selfish. I call it self-care. So when we're taking care of ourselves, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, then we have the wherewithal and enough energy to give back to others.
And that's a beautiful thing, right?
Yes, that's what we all want.
Well, thank you so much, Rachel. I'm just going to close out the show, but I really loved chatting to you, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm sure our audience got a lot from this.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure getting to know you.
Mm. And I'm encouraging everyone to go and seek you out, listen to your music. You do have a gorgeous voice, and it's very inspiring. And your website is raedevelopment.com.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, fabulous. We're almost at the end of the show. Just a couple of minutes left for me to inspire in you, maybe to just start singing, because I don't know about you, but even though I don't go out singing, you know, I'm not a singer in Rachel's category, but I do love to sing and dance when I'm in a good mood, and actually when I'm needing a pick-me-up, I love to listen to music. So what's your favorite music, and how can you bring more of that into your life? Whatever it is, even if you're singing with a vacuum cleaner or putting up your feet in your own ishi cocoon, remember taking time for yourself and creating that sacred space for you. If that includes singing or dancing or some other form of active expression where you really do come from your heart, it's a very powerful thing. And totally. As Rachel mentioned, I'm all about selfish in the sense of woman finding that sense of self to take care of. Because when you come back to yourself, when you honor who you are, when you listen, when you take that time to be quiet, go into your sacred space and listen, everything changes. It's a very powerful thing. And if you need more help in how to do that, feel free to come over onto my website, jenduchenne.com. I have lots of blogs and all kinds of things about how to do it. And you can also read my book, Le Chic Cocoon, which is available on Amazon. It's not as hard as you may think to find a space. In fact, it's quite simple. But it's about choice. Remember what Rachel said, that the universe rewards those who take action. So if you want something different, then you need to do something different. Because something I've discovered about myself is that when I have taken the easy way, that life always unravels. It's much easier in the long run to make a choice and step into my life with action that I want to do. So I'm encouraging you to find a way to listen to your inner voice and take a tiny step towards something you want. Don't settle for what is because it appears easy.
Thanks so much for listening to Le Chic Speaks. Please join us every week at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time as Jen shares her wit, wisdom, and worldviews in an engaging, ebullient way. In her own words, Jen says, our voices are the greatest expression of who we are. So isn't it time you started living your Le Chic Speak? Jen Duchenne and Le Chic Speak are only here on the Woo Woo Radio Network.